A small group of people in addiction recovery are benefiting from a type of therapy they've never tried before. And as Indiana Public Broadcasting's Jill Sheridan reports, so far, the results are encouraging.
Not everyone that comes through the doors makes it as a therapist.
We do a 60-day trial, and then 30 days just with the instructors and everything, and then another 30 days with...
11 horses that did make it are now working with Program Director Linda Hazard at Agape Therapeutic Riding in rural North Central Indiana. Hazard says equine-assisted therapy for addiction focuses on skill development, like improving communication, patience, self-confidence, and assertiveness.
And you're not going to change behavior overnight. You're not going to change behavior in 16 weeks, actually. But what you're going to change is to have them start thinking, and how can I go about this in a little different manner? And that's how they're going to stay in recovery.
Residents come to the 16-week program through a nonprofit in Indianapolis.
It's all about behavior and accountability.
Progress House helps men in recovery with counseling services and temporary housing. Dennis Norris is its new executive director. Norris is a veteran, and when he came home from Afghanistan, he worked with horses.
I was just an angry jerk most of the time. And if you're an angry jerk with a 1,500-pound animal, you're going to have a really bad day. So I learned how to calm myself down and to trust the animal, to trust myself. We all did. We all did it together.
When he took his new role at Progress House, Norris immediately thought this type of program could help some of the residents. And he reached out to Agape and Linda Hazard to see if they could start with 10 men.
And she said, you know, that's fine, but I want 10 of your worst guys. I want 10 guys that you think aren't going to make it. And I said, okay, well, don't be surprised if you get, you know, a different group every couple weeks, because they'll drop like flies. What are we at, Rich? 7 weeks?
We're at 6 weeks. We have 10 weeks left, and we still have all of the original 9 guys.
Yeah. 9 men ended up enrolling. Program manager Rich Stover and Norris are participating in the equine program with them. Stover has been here for 3 years after being a resident. He was arrested in 2012.
You know, I was a big-time user. I was caught with an amount of drugs that they considered a dealing amount, but I considered a daily usage.
He struck a plea deal and finished a drug recovery program at Progress House. He says his recovery was successful with the help of the people around him.
The staff and the structure and the men I lived here with, you know, the unwritten asset at Progress House are the residents.
It's week 7 of the 16-week program at Agape, and the lesson is teamwork. There's no riding with this type of therapy. Instead, the men are given a task on the skill they're trying to develop. In the ring, the men are working with Duke and Smarty. This week, Hazard has tasked them to move objects, themselves and the horses, from one side of the ring to the other without getting washed away in an imaginary river.
Here is what you do in your life. They have come along.
Woo! Bill Williamson is at Progress House for the third time and says this time, working with the horses has really helped him.
I've learned how to open up a lot more, and the ability to use resources that we never thought we had, and they're right there in front of us, you know, the whole time.
Resources like family, friends, therapy, and support groups. Hazard says it can be eye-opening.
It makes them sit back and think about, why am I doing certain things? What's the payback for not showing up in my life? Once you answer those questions, you can't stay with your addiction.
Progress House is hoping to find funding to establish the program on a long-term basis.
You're almost there, Joe.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Jill Sheridan.